This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump holding a telephone conversation discussing Trump's upcoming visit to China as well as the situation on the Korean Peninsula. As part of the telephone conversation, Xi Jinping says he's happy to maintain communications with Trump on a regular basis over topics of mutual concern. He says Beijing attaches great importance to Trump's upcoming state visit. He's also calling on both sides to work closely to ensure a productive trip. Trump says he's looking forward to his visit to China. He's also expressed satisfaction that he and Xi Jinping have maintained close communication. Two leaders also exchanged views on the current situation on the Korean Peninsula. Trump expected to visit China within this year. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi meeting with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meeting in New York on Monday. Wang Yi saying that China hopes that the UN can play a larger role in international affairs amid rising uncertainties globally. Foreign Minister also saying that China is willing to work further with the United Nations in deepening multilateral communication, addressing development issues, and increasing global peacekeeping efforts. Guterres praising China's efforts in various areas, including its commitment to combating climate change and implementing the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. A fishing vessel carrying 10 crew members capsizing Tuesday morning off the coast of Shandong. Maritime Rescue Center in the city of Weihai receiving a report about a Liaoning-registered vessel overturning in the waters of the Yellow Sea around 5 a.m. A total of 37 vessels, including salvaging ships and passing fishing boats, joining into the search and rescue effort. The cause of the overturn of the vessel still being investigated. Hurricane Maria now being upgraded to a Category 5 hurricane as it barrels toward the eastern Caribbean islands, threatening the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Maria packing winds of some 260 kilometers per hour. Maria's center now passing over the southeastern area of Dominica in the eastern Caribbean. Described by U.S. forecasters as extremely dangerous, Maria expected to make landfall in the Leeward Islands in the northeastern Caribbean later on this Tuesday. It's expected to strengthen before reaching Puerto Rico, where a state of emergency has already been declared. It's been confirmed Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is gearing up to call a snap election. The ruling Liberal Democratic Party's General Secretary has confirmed Abe has told him to prepare the party for a new campaign. Abe expected to announce the date for the vote when he returns from the UN General Assembly on Friday. Observers expect the vote will be set for October 22nd. This would negate three parliamentary by-elections, which had been planned for the same day. Japan's main opposition party, already critical of the impending announcement, suggesting Abe is calling the early vote to try to deflect attention away from an influence-peddling scandal that he's currently embroiled in. The Spanish government deciding to expel the North Korean ambassador to the country over Pyongyang's repeated nuclear tests. Spain's foreign ministry says Kim Hyong-chol has been informed he's persona non grata and will have to leave his functions by the end of September. Spanish authorities say the move a response to the continued nuclear and missile tests by North Korea. The Spanish government saying they consider it a serious threat to international peace and security. Group monitoring the conflict in Syria says the country's army and allied forces have seized control of over 75% of the capital of Deir al-Zour province following battles with the Islamic State. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Islamic State has been stripped of strategic locations within the past 24 hours, enabling the Syrian army and its allies to tighten the noose on the militants. Military source saying that the airbase in the eastern province has resumed operations as of Monday morning as Syrian forces secured the area around it. First cargo planes loaded with supplies for the government troops and allies landed soon thereafter. Warplanes said to have resumed operations striking Islamic State targets. Meantime, the monitor group says Syrian reconnaissance forces, backed by Russian air forces, have reached the eastern bank of the Euphrates River in Deir al-Zour. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his country could stop doing business with Boeing if the company does not drop a lawsuit against Canadian plane maker Bombardier. Trudeau saying his country will, quote, not do business with a company that's trying to sue Canada and put its aerospace workers out of business. It's being suggested Trudeau's government may walk away from a controversial plan to purchase 18 interim Super Hornet fighter jets from Boeing if the company does not stand down. U.S.-based Boeing launching a trade dispute with Bombardier earlier this year. It's accused the Canadian rival of selling passenger jets to a U.S. airline at an unfairly low price with the help of government subsidies, arguing the case affects Boeing's long-term economic health. The U.S. Commerce Department currently investigating the complaint and is expected to release its preliminary findings next week. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.